So I want to record a digital story. This story is about how technology has brought my mother and myself closer together, and I'm gonna try and fit this into 5 minutes. So my relationship with my mother has been on the whole pretty good. It was strained in my teenage years from my reckless nature, and we had a lot of problems with my mum and dad getting divorced and the issues that caused. But one thing had changed drastically was when I, after a few years of, or probably after a year of using social media, and by that I mean being sociable with my media, I did something really out of character. Well, I don't say out of character, but I did something as a olive branch, if you like, to try and cheer up my mother. My mother had been working at the local college in Burton for 15 years plus and retired. And I noticed that my mother was feeling quite despondent and very down about the fact that her usual logical day-to-day routine was now no longer required. And I noticed this, and I noticed it was sending my mother on a bit of a downward spiral. And so I gave her my camera. I was using it at the time, but I felt that my mum needed it, and I was going to buy another one anyway. So I it was a gift. I wanted it to come across as a gift, but at the same time, I know that my mother has a very logical, step-by-step brain. And I think you have to exercise that brain. I think as soon as you start to give up on that exercise, there's a lot of frustration can set in. And my mother took to it like a duck to water. She learnt all about the camera. She went on a little photography course. She j dragged John, her new partner, around the country taking photos of stately homes and lighthouses and all sorts of stuff. And then my mother made me really, really proud by doing a submitting a photo to the local paper. And that photo got published and won. And basically, she had this day in Derbyshire with the bus for Radio Derby with a picture on the back of it with a name underneath it. And I went along, did a little video of her getting her award and champagne and all that sort of stuff. And it something triggered off. I started to see this side of my mother that I'd never seen before. And we had something in common. We had something in common, the technology, even though the hardware, the name, it didn't really matter. The fact that she had absorbed this technology was fascinating. And then I started showing my mother how to host pictures onto Flickr. A picture hosting service. And she started putting photos on there, and when I got really, really busy with my work, we'd catch up. We started to have these once a week get-togethers over a bottle of wine, which was strange how it really came about. We just fell into this groove. And she used to come around and say, "Oh, the photos on Flickr I've seen, the great, of Ella and this, that, and the other." And then one day she came around and said, "You never told me that Flickr did video." And I was quite shocked by my mum's reaction, as if I hadn't let her know the complete story about Flickr. And it was only because Flickr had started to support video. And so I showed her how to do video, same as picture uploading. And within a few weeks, my mum was recording videos with musical soundtracks. And I remember her first video was a aeroplane taking off with a Frank Sinatra soundtrack, and it was like this, just this moment, this video blogging moment, when me and my mother had everything in common, and it transcended all those generational issues that we might have had before, and we got to see each other from a different light, and just that alone has made my mother and me, the relationship, incredibly strong. And since then, I've been wanting to sociably empower people, more people, through the use of technology.